Coventry. Over 500 protesters attended the lively demo in Coventry, organized by the Trade Union Council. The protest went on well over 3 hours, and included 2 marches round the city centre. Chants echoed round the streets. When Socialist Party member Dave Nellist spoke to the crowd, he pointed out that not one of the 54 Coventry councillors came to the protest. The only presence from Labour was a statement from Coventry South MP Zara Sultana. She had also been the only presence from the Labour Party at the previous week's protest. The Socialist Party stall was bustling the entire time. Protesters came over to grab placards, until we ran out, sign our petition, buy the Socialist, take and read our leaflets, and discuss the crisis with us. We sold over 30 copies of the Socialist, and a few people told us that they wanted to join the Socialist Party there and then. There were a lot of young people at the event, some told us it was their first ever protest. We saw this at the Kill the Bill protest a few weeks ago, and Black Lives Matter protests last summer. Young people have grown up with only austerity, attacks on their rights, and chaotic imperialism, and want to fight for a better world. More and more are drawing the conclusion that the route to a better world, where Palestinians can be truly liberated, is through socialism. Adam Harmsworth.